Chapter 16. As Sarah headed across Prospect, a 1979 Pontiac Lowrider detached itself from the curb down the block and cruised slowly her way. The car was painted a metallic emerald green with orange and yellow flames sweeping back from the front wheels. The rear rose up and down like a slinking cat. When it drew close, Sarah saw Jorge at the wheel, durag around his head, grinning like Pepe Le Pew. "Wait up, Chiquita," he waved through the open moonroof. Sarah paused. The car pulled up at the curb, low as Cleopatra's barge. It had gold-spoked wheels. The interior was lushly appointed in rolled and pleated green and yellow naugahyde. "What's this? Official ride of the Green Bay Packers?" Jorge grinned vacantly, trying to hide his ignorance. "This my sweet ride, guapa. Listen, sit down here with me for a sec. I've been thinking about what we talked about, you know, and I got my boys doing good now." Sarah looked for a door handle. The door clicked open of its own accord and she slid onto the faintly aromatic seats. Of course he spritzed his car. "How are they doing good? Juno, I got to thinking about the guardian angels and I figure, what the hell, we can do that. So that's what I got my boys doing. Just this block, but if things work out, who knows, maybe we'll spread out and do some more." Sarah regarded Jorge dubiously. Gangbanger to neighborhood saint overnight? She didn't think so. On the other hand, she must never underestimate her own sex appeal. She'd learned that the hard way. Jorge pulled away from the curb and cruised down Prospect Place, the elaborate stereo softly playing Heavy Hitters, a Houston-based rap group. "If you're serious about this, we're going to have a meeting between you guys and the residents so you can introduce yourselves. And we need rules. Like, no boombox playing in the common areas. I already put out the word on that."
"Really?"
"Yeah, really. You don't believe me? You heard any loud rap music last couple of days?" Sarah avoided the common areas, but decided to take Jorge at his word. It wouldn't hurt to get the whole gang together and photograph them. Brooklyn gangs would thank her for it. On the other hand, she might alienate Los Romeros. The medical center had some unused meeting rooms. She was certain she could get permission, especially if she got Jorge to extend his jurisdiction to the center, which had been plagued by petty theft, vandalism, and assaults.
"Okay, that's good. Thank you. But listen. If you're doing this so you can get in my pants, forget about it. You're not my type."
"I, pretty mama, I didn't say nothing about that. I already got an old lady. If you're talking about Lupe, that girl can't be older than 16. How old are you, Jorge? What year is this car?"
Sarah looked around.
"I don't know. It's a 79. You got to build your lowrider from a car made in the year you was born. That makes you an adult, and her a minor. I'm not going to bust you for statutory, but I do hope you're not just messing with her. She might get the idea you actually love her."
"I do love her," he grinned. "I love all my women. Proud to be a playa. Take me home, Jorge. I need a bath. You smell just fine to me, pretty mama. Take me home."
As Jorge pulled up to the main entrance, Lupe peered through Venetian blinds in her first floor apartment, knowing she could not put her plan into play soon enough.